From Yahoo Sports.
Indiana Fever coach admits Sophie Cunningham blunder in season opener loss versus Dallas Wings. Indiana Fever head coach Stephanie White admitted the team missed chances to use Sophie Cunningham properly in the 107-104 season opening loss to the Dallas Wings. The Fever scored enough to win, but the loss exposed a different issue. Indiana had a proven shooter on the floor and still failed to create enough clean moments for her. That made White's comments feel like a clear admission rather than a casual note. Cunningham gave the Fever the activity and communication they needed, but Indiana did not reward that work with enough offensive involvement. Indiana Fever coach Stephanie White explained that after the Dallas loss, Sophie Cunningham gave the team useful minutes in her return, but Indiana failed to find her enough in rhythm. I thought she was good. Sophie's solid for us on the defensive end, rebounding, her activity level, or communication. We got to find her more, though, White said. She is a knockdown three-point shooter, and I think we missed her a lot. We miss her open looks, she added. That is the part that makes the mistake clear. Cunningham played 26 minutes, but finished with only 3 points on 2 shot attempts. For a player known for spacing, toughness, and quick shooting decisions, that is not enough usage. White did not frame it as Cunningham failing to produce. She framed it as the Fever failing to involve her. Cunningham was working her way back into full rhythm after a long recovery, so the Fever needed to help her find easier offensive entry points. White then expanded the point by explaining that Cunningham's value is not limited to standing on the perimeter. Indiana also wants to use her movement, cutting, and passing more effectively. She's getting back into being an elite cutter because she's also a very good cutter, and she's a great ball mover, Cunningham continued. So, we just got to get her more touches on the offensive ends and continue to rely on her to be the communicator and be the leader on the floor, she concluded. That gives the Fever a simple adjustment. Cunningham does not need the offense built around her, but she cannot become invisible while defenses load up on Indiana's primary scores. The opener showed the problem. Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Mitchell, and Alia Boston carried the scoring load, but Dallas still survived because Indiana's offense became too narrow in key stretches. White's admission points to a fix. More touches for Cunningham could create better spacing, cleaner ball movement, and a stronger second layer behind the Fever's stars. Read more.